Well, here we are in Central Park, the heart of Central Park, at a place called Music Haven. And with me is Mona Golub. This is such a special place, Mona.
It really is. I mean, aside from being my home away from home, this is a place where happy people gather for great music and wonderful experiences.
You're working really hard because you're like right on top of the season.
Yeah,
what are you doing right now? What kinds of things are going on in your world?
Oh, goodness. This is that point in time in front of the season when all things converge. And we're talking about the incredible artists who are going to grace our stage, the headliners as well as the special guests, talking about all the different community organizations that are going to connect with each of those shows because they have something wonderful to add, an authentic nuance. We're talking about the different menus that are coming through, whether from our food truck partner, Innovo Kitchen, or through our concession stand, which serves unique ethnic dishes that reflect the locale from which the artists come. We're talking to all of our volunteers, a happy family of more than 50. We're deciding which shows they want to hand out programs at or work in concessions. And we've got orders with various restaurants and caterers coming through, and our friends at Wolf Hollow and Frog Alley and Nine Pin Cider, who are going to be providing some of the specialty beverages we'll be serving. So there's a lot going on, a lot of discussions, a lot of excitement swirling until that first date, July 12, when we welcome everyone who wants to join us here in the heart of the park for a kickoff global Afro-Cuban dance party.
Let's talk about that and some of these other shows. In fact, it's really hard to only pick a few. We talk about having to maybe try and highlight things. Mm-hmm. That's almost impossible because every single one is a highlight.
Well, each one is so unique in and of itself. So many people come knowing it's going to be a great evening, whether they've heard the band before or heard of the band before. So we're hoping for the same, that,
yeah,
you know, people think that's a great space, that's a great energy. And the music is always wonderful. Yeah, we've got an Afro-Cuban dance party. We've got some bluegrass this summer. Of course, we've got WEXT's local 518 Fest that's just filled with great regionally based music. And that's one of our big festivals here in the heart of the park. We've got a fabulous vocalist from Cape Verde, who I saw at Global Fest this past year, who just blew me away. Can't wait to see her on our stage. We've got some Celtic music, as always, a little bit of Appalachian thrown in. Of course, we've got the Schenectady Saratoga Symphony Orchestra back, as they are every year, this year with a tribute to Broadway. We've got our own Blues Barbecue, which is one of our biggest events. And that one starts early because, of course, we've got brisket, ribs, and chicken. In addition to three great bands that night, we've got the annual jazz show with SUNY Schenectady's Jazz Faculty Combo and a special guest. This year, that special guest is a trumpet legend by the name of John Faddis, who's a Dizzy Gillespie protege. Then we've got an incredible Nigerian funk Afrobeat highlife band that's going to hit the stage, and we cap it with a Cajun night, a little bit of French Cajun from Lafayette to Louisiana. And that, of course, is on top of our three-part film series, the Alfresco film series in partnership with Film Schenectady. We've got three great titles this year, and Michael, Saturday Night Fever, and Song Song Blue, always music-inflected or based movies. So that hasn't changed, though the titles do change every year. And then unique to this season, though we often have a theater element, is a little bit of comedy improv.
What drove that?
You know, in this challenging world of ours, I felt the best gift to give was a night of levity, to be perfectly honest. So we're hoping it'll be an evening full of laughs. I think having lined up Second City Touring Company, the famed company out of Chicago that's spawned most of the stars we've seen come through SNL all these years, Tina Fey, Stephen Colbert, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Bill Murray, the Belushi brothers. We're going to see some incredible folks on stage that night who were going to make us belly laugh. And of course, it's improv, so bring good ideas with you because the audience is going to be welcome to shout out some of them.
Oh, fun. That sounds fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
We're in Schenectady Central Park. We're at Music Haven with Mona Golub, and we're talking about this year's Music Haven season. Where can folks go to find specific details if they need to?
Well, we have got our website up and operating with our flyer on the homepage, and that's at musichavenstage.org. We've also got our season flyers that will be inserted in every daily paper in the region this week. And then, of course, we've got weekly ads and full-page ads from there. We've got great radio support from the station called WEXT.
Oh.
As well.
I think I know them.
Yeah, you know, they've really got a good reputation for knowing great music, and they've been alongside, as you have, our program for many years now. And we've got commercials on CBS6. So cool. I think wherever people go, whether to our social, digital support elements or whatever we print and put out there, I'm hoping people get the good word. It's still a great free series. It's still world-class, high-caliber music. And we're going to travel the world one concert at a time and have a blast doing it.
So in a nutshell, for someone who's never been to Music Haven, what can they expect?
It's truly an experience, not just a concert. While the curtain goes up, figuratively speaking, at 7 o'clock, we start serving food and beverage at 6. Many people come to not only get their seats and settle in with a nice meal, as we do serve dinners, but they come to chat with neighbors and friends. So it really becomes this congregation that's very social and very upbeat. Then the music starts. Sometimes it's music you sit and listen to, sometimes it's music you stand up and dance to, and that's part of the magic of Music Haven. It's a comfortable venue for people to enjoy what they will, how they will, whether seated or standing.
And then at the end of each night, of a show night here, what do you feel at the end?
You know, in some ways, elation, having seen the vision come to life and having seen my friends and neighbors enjoy the experience. I feel a little bit of melancholy in the same respect, in that, you know, it's over.
Yeah.
We planned it, it's happened, but we have the next great thing to move on to. So for me, it's a constant series of highs across the summer. And I look forward to, you know, the next one and then the one after that.
We're in Schenectady Central Park at Music Haven. Mona Golub, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Thank you. We'll see you in the park.
See you in the park.